All right, welcome back, everyone. Today, we're going to be diving into something that, on the surface might seem a little bit heavy,
Okay.
legal philosophy,
Yeah.
but trust me, this is way more interesting than it sounds.
I agree.
Especially if you, like us,
Yeah.
care about how a secular society grapples with justice.
Absolutely.
So we're looking at this review of a book,
Okay.
Defending Retributive Punishment.
Interesting.
And yeah, I know
Yeah.
retribution kind of gets a bad rap.
For sure.
Sounds very Old Testament, doesn't it?
Definitely. Yeah, it's not the first thing that comes to mind when you think about humanism, that's
Yeah,
for sure.
though.
But this review that we're looking at today actually argues that there's a way to think about retribution
Okay.
that actually aligns with humanist values, even for those of us who, aren't big on smiting and whatnot.
Exactly, and that's what I found so fascinating about this. It
Right.
really challenges those easy assumptions that we tend to make. Like, is punishment really about deterring crime
Right.
or rehabilitation? This review, it kind of digs into the idea that maybe, just maybe,
Yeah.
there's something inherently deserved about punishment,
Okay.
regardless of those practical outcomes.
It's like acknowledging that actions have consequences, right?
Right.
And those consequences aren't just about preventing future harm, but about righting a wrong in some way,
Yeah.
making things right.
Okay, so that brings us to this tricky word,
Yeah.
retribution.
It's a loaded word for sure.
It is, and I'll admit, my first reaction was like, isn't that just a fancy word for revenge?
Sure.
But the review makes a really crucial distinction here.
Yeah, they do.
So what are they saying?
Well, they emphasize that retribution isn't about that visceral need to get even.
Yeah, that emotional leap of
Exactly.
faith.
It's about proportionality.
Okay.
It's saying like, okay, this harm was done, and there needs to be a proportionate response to restore balance.
Okay.
Almost like a moral equation or
Okay.
something like
Yeah,
that.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
A moral equation.
But yeah, it's about restoring that balance.
That's really interesting. And what I found really interesting too is that this review even gets into like the language of retribution.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, like the German word Vergeltung, it's
Yeah.
often translated as retribution, but it actually carries this more vengeful connotation.
It does, yeah. It's fascinating how much our understanding of these concepts can be shaped by the words that we use.
Right.
Maybe we need to start using Vergeltum when we're talking about those reality TV villains who are
Yeah,
all about revenge, right?
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But seriously, though.
Yeah.
This review argues that like true retribution
Yeah.
in, the philosophical sense,
Right.
it's about upholding the fairness of the social contract. Like
Yeah.
we all agree to play by these rules,
Fair.
and when someone breaks those rules,
Yeah.
there needs to be a proportionate response
Right.
to maintain that level playing field.
And that's where it ties back to humanism. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's not about divine judgment
Right.
or some cosmic balance sheet or anything like that.
Exactly.
It's about recognizing the inherent dignity and worth of each individual,
Yes.
both the victim
Right.
and the
And
offender.
the offender, yeah.
Yeah,
That's a good point. And this idea of respecting the offender's agency, like
Yeah.
that really jumped out at me.
It's a powerful one.
It is, it is.
The review argues that true punishment, when done fairly
Yeah.
proportionately,
Yeah.
it actually acknowledges the offender as a responsible moral agent.
Right.
It's not about treating them like a broken machine.
Right, that needs to be fixed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that can actually be more humane in a way than just trying to, rehabilitate someone without acknowledging their own culpability.
Yeah, it's almost like you're denying someone the right to be punished. You're denying them their full humanity and their
Yeah.
capacity for moral responsibility.
Yeah.
It's a complex idea,
Yeah, it is.
but
It
I see where they're coming from.
definitely challenges some of our assumptions about,
For sure.
what punishment should look like.
Yeah.
And the review goes even further and argues that a purely rehabilitative approach can actually erode trust in the legal system.
Wait, really?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
that seems counterintuitive.
It does, right.
Yeah.
Well, so the review brings up this German term, Kuscheljustiz,
Oh,
which basically means cuddly justice.
cuddly justice.
Yeah. And it refers to the perception of the justice system being too soft or too focused on you know, coddling offenders.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument is that, you know, when people feel like justice isn't being served,
Yeah.
it can lead to a desire for more authoritarian solutions.
So it's like, if the system isn't going to hold people accountable,
yeah,
then we need like a strong man
to come in and
do it.
Yeah. And that's a dangerous path to go down, especially for those of us who, you know, value individual rights and due process.
Well, of course.
So, you know, the review is saying that true justice requires balance.
Yeah.
It's not about just being tough on crime or being overly lenient.
Right.
It's about finding that that middle ground where the system is perceived as both fair and effective.
I like that. Yeah. No, that's really interesting. So, I mean, we're starting to see how retribution,
right,
when viewed through this specific lens, can actually align with humanist values.
It can. It can.
You know, it's about upholding fairness,
yes,
respecting individuals, and even, you know, safeguarding against some of those more authoritarian impulses.
For sure. For sure. Right.
Yeah. And it forces us to ask, you know, I think some tough questions. Like, what do we really mean by justice?
Right.
What role does punishment play
in
a secular society?
Right.
And it's not about easy answers.
Right.
It's about grappling with these complex ideas and finding a way forward that aligns with our values.
I like that. And what's fascinating, too, is that, like, this book itself, from what the review is saying, avoids any kind of metaphysical justification for retribution.
It does, yeah.
You know, it's not appealing to divine law or cosmic justice.
Right, which I think is really important.
It is, yeah.
Especially for us as secular humanists.
Yeah.
You know,
right,
we're not looking to ancient texts or supernatural beings to tell us what's right and wrong.
Right, right.
We're grounding our ethical framework in reason, empathy, and a deep respect for human dignity. Absolutely. And that's where this review and the book that it discusses really resonate with me.
Yeah, I agree.
It's about trying to find a secular,
for sure,
humanist framework.
Yes.
For understanding why we punish.
Right.
How we punish.
Yeah.
And what it all means.
Absolutely.
For us as a society.
I think it's a conversation we need to be having.
Absolutely.
And this review is a great place to start.
I totally agree. We've covered a lot of ground already, but there's so much more to unpack. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with part two of this deep dive.
So, you know, one thing that really struck me about this review was how it highlights the power of language.
Oh, for sure.
Like, we've already talked about Verteltung versus retribution.
Right.
But it goes even deeper than that, you know?
Yeah.
The words that we use to talk about crime and punishment can be so dehumanizing.
It's true.
Yeah.
Like, we throw around terms like criminals.
Yeah.
You know, offenders, inmates.
Right.
It's easy to forget that we're talking about, like, actual human beings with complex lives and stories.
Exactly. And that kind of language
makes
it so much easier to justify, you know, harsh punishments.
Yeah.
Because we're not seeing the person behind the label.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah.
Yes. Which brings me to something else that I thought was really interesting that the review kind of touched on, restorative justice.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, that's a whole other way of approaching justice, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Like, less about punishment and more about repairing the harm that was done.
Exactly.
And rebuilding relationships.
Right. It involves bringing, you know, victims, offenders, community members together to kind of, like, address the impact of the crime and figure out how to move forward.
It seems a lot more aligned with humanist values, doesn't it?
I think so. I mean, it really acknowledges that crime doesn't happen in a vacuum.
Right.
It affects real people and communities.
Right.
And sometimes true justice means more than just, you know, locking someone up.
Absolutely.
It means finding ways to, you know, heal and make things right.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah, no, I agree. And the review acknowledges that. Like, restorative justice isn't like a magic bullet.
It's not. It's not.
For every crime.
Right.
And it takes a lot of work and commitment from everyone involved.
Well, yeah.
Sure, but I mean, it's not a simple solution.
No.
But I think it's an important model to kind of keep in mind, especially as we search for alternatives to, you know, the more traditional and often very punitive approaches to justice.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of alternatives, I was really struck by how this book, while defending retribution, also pushes back against that, you know, tough on crime rhetoric.
Yeah, tough on crime.
Yeah.
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 The reviewer mentions that the author doesn't shy away from the complexities.
They don't.
It's not about just throwing people in jail and throwing away the key.
Right. And this is where that whole idea of Kushal justice kind of comes back in.
Right, right.
The author isn't advocating for, you know, harsher punishments across the board.
Right.
But, you know, they are saying that we need to be careful about, you know, going too far in the other direction.
It was like swinging from one extreme to the other isn't the answer.
Right, exactly.
It's about, again, finding that that balance.
That balance, yeah.
That
yeah.
middle ground where the system is seen as both fair and effective.
Fair and effective, right?
Yeah.
Because
well, let's be honest. Yeah. As humanists, as lawyers,
yeah.
we know that like simplistic solutions rarely work.
Right.
When it comes to something as complex as as justice, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. It's
this review really got me thinking about the role of forgiveness too.
Oh, interesting.
Like, you know, can you have justice without forgiveness?
Right.
Or does forgiveness like somehow negate the need for punishment?
Those are great questions.
Yeah.
And the review does kind of touch on that a little bit.
Yeah.
It suggests that forgiveness, while a powerful personal act, doesn't necessarily cancel out the need for accountability.
So you can forgive someone and still believe that they should face consequences for their actions.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
In fact, some argue that punishment, when done proportionally and fairly, can actually create a path towards forgiveness.
Okay.
It's about acknowledging the wrong.
Yeah.
Taking responsibility and then working towards reconciliation.
I like that. That's a really interesting perspective.
Yeah.
It's like by holding someone accountable, you're actually creating a space for healing and forgiveness to happen.
I think that's right. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that gets lost in a lot of the public discourse around crime and punishment, you know?
Yeah. We tend to get stuck in those either debates.
Yes.
Like retribution versus rehabilitation.
Yeah.
Punishment versus forgiveness.
Right. Right.
Without recognizing that, like, there can be a middle ground.
A middle ground. Yeah. There's nuance there. Right.
It's that nuance again.
The nuance.
Okay.
Yeah. The human experience is rarely black and white.
It's not.
Especially when it comes to something like justice.
No. No, it's not.
And I think this book review does a great job of highlighting those shades of gray.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do. I do. It's also worth mentioning that this book itself, from what I gather, seems pretty dense.
It does. Yeah. Over 500 pages.
Over 500 pages, yeah.
But you know what? This reviewer makes it sound surprisingly accessible.
Okay.
Even for those of us who aren't, you know, legal scholars.
Yeah, not legal scholars.
And that's what I appreciate about this review is that it manages to distill these, you know, really complex philosophical arguments into something that's engaging and understandable.
I agree.
Kind of like what we try to do here on The Deep Dive, right?
Sure.
Making the complex clear.
Right.
And maybe even a little bit fun.
A little bit fun, yeah. Because, I mean, you know, these ideas matter.
They do.
They shape our lives.
Yes.
Our society and ultimately how we treat each other.
Absolutely, yeah.
And what I found particularly compelling was that, you know, the author, according to the reviewer at least, is very deliberately grounding his arguments in in secular reasoning.
Yes, yes.
You know? Yes, it's not about appealing to, you know, religious doctrine.
Or some kind of cosmic justice.
Or cosmic justice, exactly.
Right, yeah.
It's about finding a framework for understanding retribution.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah. In a secular humanist context.
Which is so important.
It is.
Especially for those of us who believe that, you know, ethics and morality should be grounded in reason and empathy.
For sure.
Not not dogma or superstition.
I agree with that.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. I mean, this book,
at
least from what the review tells us, seems to be offering a really thought-provoking contribution to this ongoing conversation.
I think so, too. And, you know, it's not just about, you know, the big abstract ideas. Mm. The review also delves into some really, you know, interesting specifics about how these concepts actually play out.
Hmm. I'm intrigued.
In the real world.
Tell me more. Welcome back, everyone, for the final part of our deep dive. You know, it's funny.
Yeah.
I started this whole thing thinking retribution. Pretty straightforward concept.
Right.
Turns out,
yeah,
a lot more nuanced than I realized.
It really is. And this review does such a good job of unpacking all those nuances, like we've been saying.
Right.
It's not just about revenge. It's about fairness. It's about proportionality.
Yeah.
Even respect for the offender's agency.
And one of the things that really stuck with me was that whole idea of cushial justice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that perception of leniency.
Right.
Eroding trust in the system.
Yeah.
I mean, as humanists, we often lean towards compassion, rehabilitation.
Sure. Yeah.
But this review made me think, like, could our good intentions actually backfire in some ways?
It's a really provocative argument. And I don't think it's saying that we should throw out rehabilitation or due process, but it is a good reminder that justice needs to be perceived as just too.
Right.
Right. If people lose faith in the system, then, you know, they might turn to less savory alternatives.
And that's a scary thought. It's like, you know, you see these historical examples
where
society swing from one extreme to the other, you know.
Yeah.
Too much leniency leads to a call for, like, the iron fist.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's where I think the author's defense of retribution, grounded in reason, human dignity, it becomes so important.
Yeah.
It's not about, you know, satisfying some bloodlust.
No, yeah.
It's about upholding a system that treats everyone fairly and with respect.
Absolutely.
You know, victims, offenders, society as a whole.
It's about, you know, taking that step back and thinking about the bigger picture.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
That always trips me up.
Yeah.
Doesn't evidence show that harsher punishments don't actually deter crime?
That's a really valid point.
Yeah.
And the review acknowledges that.
Okay.
But the author's argument is that, you know, deterrence isn't the only measure of justice. It's about more than just preventing future crime.
Right.
It's also about addressing the harm that's already been done.
So it's not about, like, let's make the punishment so harsh that no one will ever dare commit a crime.
Right, exactly.
It's about saying, like, actions have consequences.
Yeah.
And those consequences need to be proportionate and meaningful.
Proportionate and meaningful. It's like that old saying, the punishment should fit the crime.
Right, exactly.
But in a way that, you know, upholds our values.
Right, right.
Not, not just satisfies some primal urge for revenge or something.
Yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense. You know, something else I appreciated about this review was how it connected the idea of retribution to that of forgiveness.
Oh, interesting.
Like, it's not about saying that you can't forgive someone who's done something wrong.
Right.
It's more about saying that forgiveness and accountability can coexist.
We can coexist, right.
Right.
And maybe in some cases even reinforce each other.
Right. Because, like, imagine a situation where the offender has been held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
They face the consequences of their actions and is genuinely trying to make amends. Doesn't that, like, create a more fertile ground for forgiveness?
I think so.
Both from the victim and from society.
I think that's a really good point.
Yeah.
It's not about erasing the wrong.
Right.
But it's about finding a way to move forward in a way that acknowledges the harm and seeks restoration.
Yeah. And this, I think, really gets to the heart of what I found so compelling about this whole discussion.
I agree.
It's not about easy answers
or simplistic
solutions.
Right.
It's about grappling with, like, the messy, complex reality of human behavior and trying to build a system of justice that that reflects our highest ideals.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
And what I found really refreshing is that the book, at least what we get from the review, is that it does this from a purely secular perspective.
Yes.
You know? It's not relying on religious doctrine or some kind of cosmic karma.
Not at all.
It's finding meaning and justification for retribution within a humanist framework.
In a humanist framework, which is so crucial, I think, especially in our increasingly secular world.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We need ethical systems that can stand on their own two feet,
grounded
in reason and empathy. A shared commitment to human dignity.
Well, folks, we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
From the nitty-gritty of legal philosophy to the broader implications for a just and compassionate society.
We have. And we've explored how retribution, when properly understood, can actually align with our deepest humanist values.
We've talked about the importance of language, the potential pitfalls of excessive leniency, the complexities of forgiveness, and the need for a justice system that is both fair and effective.
And all of this was sparked by one book review.
Right. It just goes to show sometimes, like, the most profound insights can come from the most unexpected places.
It's the beauty of it.
It really is. So if any of this has piqued your interest, definitely check out the full review. We'll have a link for you in the show notes.
Please do. And if you're feeling really ambitious, maybe even tackle the book itself.
You know, it's funny. I started this episode with a lot of assumptions about retribution.
Sure.
But I feel like after our conversation, I got a whole new perspective.
Good.
And that's the beauty of these deep dives, right?
I think so.
It's about, you know, challenging our preconceived notions and expanding our understanding of the world.
Couldn't agree more.
So keep those minds open. Keep asking those tough questions.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you next time for another deep dive.
See you then.
Until then, stay curious.